What do you get when you cross a stand-up comedian with an online business manager? I bet you've never been asked that question before. But here's what you get. You get the amazing Susie Moon from Susie Moon Consulting. And she is a pro at this. She can take pressure. She can move a lot of things around fast and make a lot of decisions fast for her clients, all while keeping a smile on her face and a really upbeat attitude. And that's what I love about Susie Moon. On today's podcast episode, you are going to get a really great inside look at how Susie Moon makes automation sexy. Yes, you heard me. This is the thing about doing something that you absolutely love. You can make it look so easy and so sexy. So for every business owner out there who's doing something they shouldn't be doing, you need to listen to Susie, and she's going to share with you the best way to be able to turn over control to someone else and watch them really enjoy it. Stay tuned. Hello and welcome to the She Boss Cafe podcast, where women who are focused on growing their business and enjoying their business come to have a really good time together and do both of those things. Today, I am so honored to have the Susie Moon as our guest. If you go to susiemoon.net and take a look at her website, Susie Moon is actually a verb. You get Susie Mooned when, as a, I think it's a honor to get Susie Mooned. It is where you get all of her automation and power of creating stressless, I don't know, what would you say? What's getting Susie Mooned? I'll let you answer that question. What is getting Susie Mooned?
I think it's getting nudged, keeping you accountable. It could be forcing you to have a little fun, to laugh, to smile, thinking differently. There's so many ways it could be used, but I think it should be added to Urban Dictionary too. So that's a goal of mine maybe for 2024.
I think it's spreading. Susie, you're from Wisconsin, so I can just see it oozing its way out of Wisconsin and into Chicago and then down the eastern seaboard into the southeast. I can see it happening. Yeah.
As long as it's not on the bathroom stalls, I'm good with it. Whatever works. Yeah.
Here's the other thing I love about my Susie Moon is she's not only a queen of organization and connecting and networking and sales lead gen, she's also a stand-up comedian. How does this happen that we have a left and right brain completely balanced?
It is just quite a rare thing. When everything's working together, it's magical. But I like, you know, it's like a hobby, I would say. Comedy is just something that I've forced down, thinking it wasn't appropriate, but I'm letting it all come out as I get a little bit older. And I think life is too short not to smile and laugh a little.
I agree. And, you know, I've actually seen it in action, Susie, when you are coordinating the whole shebang for Pat Miller over at the Idea Collective retreat every year, you are like watching poetry in motion. You have a lot of people relying on you to keep things moving and keep things going well. And you're always smiling. You're making them laugh. I think the levity that you bring to pressure situations is probably a superpower of yours. Would you agree?
Yeah. Service with a smile. That's how I deliver. And that's how my team delivers. And that's the experience we want people to have, to enjoy themselves. And I always say, we're not shipping kidneys here. Like, let's have some fun and have a good time and enjoy what we're doing. So you can take that everywhere.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Okay, so let's get down to business. The title of this podcast is Making Automation Sexy, which was, you came up with that, Sue. So tell me what the hell is sexy about automation, please.
Automation is sexy when it works. I think all of us can struggle with technology. We get overwhelmed. There's so many different platforms we can use when we're trying to run a business. And I think the more you can get all of the systems talking or eliminate some of those systems, the better your life will be. Or even finding somebody to help you take over that system. And that if you're so concentrating on speaking and delivering content to your clients, you don't want to be in the tech side and the automation. Find somebody to help you with that and keep you in your zone of genius.
I get that. Let me ask you, because I fall prey to the shiny object syndrome when it comes to applications and automation. You know, I'll be scrolling social media, I will see something come up, and I'm like, well, that looks like that would be fun. Oh, that looks like that might solve that problem, right? And so what happens to me is that all of a sudden I have this one folder. It's called Purchased Programs, and I just drop the link in there, right? And the folder just, it's like bacteria. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. And before I know it, I'm not using any of them. And I've got things that are redundant, right? So, like, I've got this thing and it does this, but this does that same thing and something else. Susie, is this what you find happens with, am I weird or am I normal? And is this what you're looking for when you are doing an audit of people's automation?
Oh, definitely. So when we do a tech assessment or an audit, we like to look at their list of technology and we can start seeing the overlapping platforms. You know, we don't want you having three different areas where your contacts are all located, because how are you updating them? I think it's really important to look at the customer journey and how people are coming into your software and what's the experience like. And we all know we've all been there to clunky experiences. We don't, it's not, it's like being in a bad relationship. You just want to get out. So I compare a lot of things to dating, so just bear with me. But just having that seamless experience, isn't that, doesn't it sound sexy to have just no problems and everything is easy and breezy? And that's what we want for you. So if we can reduce what you're spending, make things simple, that's what we want for you. It's like magical when it happens.
It's a nirvana. I was just reading an article by, I don't know if you know the man Stu McLaren.
I've
He
heard of him.
yeah, he's really he runs a program called The Tribe. I think it's called The Tribe, but it's how to create memberships. And part of Stu's promise to his people is that he understands how important the beginning of a relationship is and how the onboarding process, like you're talking about, you make that stellar for your people, and it's proven to keep retention or keep raising retention with your organization. So I get that. Susie, when you do a tech audit, and you kind of alluded to the customer journey, I was going to say, what drives the audit? Like, how do you determine what's the best stack to put together for a client?
That's a really complicated question because I believe that everyone kind of learns differently too, in how everyone's involvement with the technology can be different. Some people are really hands-off, some are relying on a team to do everything. So, depending on how you're using your systems, it really depends on what that looks like for each person. So, it's a customized thing. We need to know and kind of walk you through and walk through what your customer is looking at and how it works. And then we can decide, you know, this doesn't make any sense. This isn't feeding information to this place. And even a calendar link, simply, we want to make sure that people trust you. And you talk about this all the time, Susan, with sales. You want to build that trust factor. And if they are not trusting you because your links don't work, how can they be assured that you're the right person for them? So it's really important. It's just one of my values. Like I hold on to that very closely.
I love that. Yeah, there's nothing worse than going to a link and having it give you the good old 404 or take you to the wrong place. I immediately shut down. It's like, oh, wrong. This person doesn't know what they're doing. Believe me,
Yeah.
I've done it. So it's a harsh judgment to make, but it happens. And you can lose so much credibility and forward motion when that happens. Susie, I know this is a really weird question, but is there anything that checks all of the links that you have out there and makes certain that there's no dead ones?
Oh, that
That would be good.
I wonder if there is some sort of software for that. I'm not aware of anything, so if anyone has something, let me know. And I wonder if there's an AI tool for that even. But that's one of the things, not only the tech itself, like the back systems, but the links, making sure the website, everything, the experience, making sure all the
All
links
about.
work, spelling errors, just little things. I want things to look pristine. I'm a perfectionist, so recovering perfectionist.
Okay, so you may be a recovering perfectionist, but I know a lot of entrepreneurs who are control freaks. Not me, but there
What?
are some people I know that might be that. And so I think it's called control freakism. It's the yeah it's an affliction. And so someone who may suffer with control freakism has a hard time letting go and trusting other people, and they think that they can do it better than everyone else, and they think that it would take more time to have someone do this for them, right, rather than do. So anyways, Suze, do you have any cure for control freakism and getting people getting an entrepreneur to let go and trust Susie?
I think what's important, and my theory on that is maybe they're working with the wrong people. Like they've tried to outsource things and hand things over, but the people they were handing things over weren't the right fit, didn't really feel into what they needed. And what I like to do, my team, when we're hiring somebody, we like to ask people for a video. And one of our core values is humor. So we ask them to tell a joke during their interview. So we wanted to hear them. We wanted to know if they could speak clear English, if they can tell a joke. And we didn't even care if the joke was funny. It's just an extra step. And you could even ask for a video, show me something proving that you know what you're doing. And, show us examples of an automation that you've set up that works. And you can really narrow down what you're looking for, just the criteria and setting higher standards on who you want. Like you want somebody that's almost a control freak about your stuff. And finding somebody to do that, I think, could be the solve. I don't know. I don't know
It
what
could
I'm
be the
saying, but
ticket. No, it could be the
yes,
ticket.
yes, yes.
Like that really hit well for me is like if I could find someone who was a control freak and that I could pass the baton in essence to that person.
And they own it,
Yeah.
They feel the ownership of making sure that is spot on. I feel like that will help, perhaps.
I love it. I love it. Okay, so because you are multi-magical, I want to switch channels here for a minute, and I want to go to the fact that you're probably one of the most proliferate connectors that I know. Like you are a real networking kind of queen. So tell me why that's important to you. Tell me what your best tips are for people who want to become connectors, but it's not natural.
And I think I am a natural connector in that I just have this Rolodex in my head. And I love puzzles. So when I see somebody who needs something and someone else who would be a good fit for that, I just naturally like put those together. I want to connect them. And I don't know if that's just a trait that I have. Or if it's, I'm not sure what it is, but when I connect with people, when I do a networking call, I want to pour into them. I'm asking them a zillion questions. And typically, 25 minutes of the 30 that we have together, I'm asking about them. And then finally, it's 5 minutes of me. Oh, this is what I do. And this, but they remember me caring, and they remember me wanting to connect them with somebody else. And I'm giving first, like the e-women value, give first. I can't remember the last part, but it's been a while since I've been to a meeting. And I just think that people will know, they'll remember you. And I want to be rememberable. Memorable.
Rememberable. You
Rememberable.
just
Yeah.
invented a new
I
word
want a
too.
Susie Moon them. I want them to feel loved and accepted and that I understand them and I'm here and they can contact me. Like I pour into them. And I think that's what helps. I
Yes.
do that and then I can give once
Okay,
I
so I think I'm putting my finger on it now, Susie. I know
give.
automation is sexy because of how much you care. Like it's like your heart is in it. It's not like when you think of automation, you think of a robot, a cold process that moves forward, like, and you bring the heart to it for sure. For sure. I love that. I love you. All right, girlfriend. Now I want to talk about some fun stuff really quickly. Susie Moon, you're a stand-up comedian. I've seen your act, it's filthy. So I just want to caution you. I do not have an E on my podcast. No, but first, tell me, like, when did you discover that you had a gift for humor, in a way that you wanted to formalize it and be able to stand up in front of people and risk being rejected?
I think it's still a struggle with that piece of it. I'm still trying to embrace wanting to be a stand-up comedian. I love the humor of it. I love the writing of the jokes. I love crafting those, thinking I'm a very witty person, so I'm better off the cuff and just rolling with it. I love to spice up conversations by throwing out, that's what she said. And I blame it on when I was in like middle school, I would read those truly tasteless joke books. And that's where the dirty thoughts came in, where I just, it expanded my knowledge. Let's say that. My parents were very great family. Like I grew up with this wonderful childhood, but I think my mom didn't like swearing. She didn't like some of the language or some of the things I would say to be witty. And once she passed, I feel like I opened up a door. Like I can finally be myself in ways. And I started my business after she passed away. So I was giving myself permission finally to just be me instead of being the perfect daughter or the, I, it was hard. It was hard to keep that inside. And my dad just accepts it. I'm working on an animated short series on the day in the life of a penis. And when I told him that, because I feel like he should know that, he calls it the Bent Carrot Project. So I feel like he's accepted that and he knows that I'm going to, he's just not surprised by anything I say, which. And now I can swear in front of him. I swear in front of my family. I'm okay with it. And I created a company based out of my comedy called Pantyliner Productions. So everything is below the belt because there's a lot of funny things that happen. And so, as a middle-aged tomboy, I'm going to share those jokes with the world. And so I'm just trying to find the right method to share. I prefer not to be up late at night. I don't want to go to a comedy club at 9 p.m. If I go to a nursing home, maybe during the day, that's more my jam. So that might be an outlet for me. So if you see me at senior living facilities, that's what I might be doing. We'll see.
So what's coming to mind for me, my love, is you would be amazing as like a host of a summit, right? Or something where somebody's putting on a 2-day event and there needs to be some mental like shift that happens to almost have changed their state of what's happening, right? Because you go through these sessions and it can get really intense, and then you're ready to go into another one. To get Susie mooned in between sessions would be amazing.
That's a great idea. I would
Yeah.
be open for that. Even I've asked, or one of the clients that we had, he asked to make his presentation funnier. So I went through a presentation he had and found some ways he could add jokes. So that kind of thing, I think, is more it's something we could do in the future. My online business manager, Jen Anderson, she is funny too. So the two of us, I think we could really take that to another service level. Like, let's add some spice to these, to life in general.
It's interesting, Suze, that I think we attract the people that are meant to be our clients by being our real selves, right? So you're out there being yourself on social, you're out there being yourself in all of these networking events. Do you find that your clients are the people who really appreciate levity? And
yeah. They know I can swear if I need to, or drop a little comment here and there just to lighten the mood. Yeah, they all know. And sometimes I say that in an onboarding call, like, FYI, this is, you might get a little of this. If you're offended by it, we can't work together. It isn't a good fit. So sometimes I tell people that, and it's okay, because there's plenty of people that would think it's funny or aren't offended. So I've had people walk out of the room before when I'm giving a skit. So I'm not for everybody, which is okay. So,
you know, thank you for saying that. And I think all of the listeners, I hope you're really taking this to heart and synthesizing what Susie's saying here, because a lot of times when we are in what I would consider scarcity mentality, right? It happens occasionally. You're like, you might be willing to bend your criteria around, well, it's okay. I really need the money, so I'm going to work with this person. I have a feeling it's not going to work out well, right? And sure enough, it doesn't. So I really, really appreciate, Susie, that you stand by, you know, you have a criteria for who you want to work with. I thought it came with old age, because I'm like that too. I'm like, I only work with the kind of people I enjoy working with now. So, but you're young, like you've already gotten there.
Yeah. But wouldn't it be cool if we could have known that way back when, even in relationships? Like, I wish I would have known then what I know now. Of course, we're wiser.
Do you have a whole stand-up act on that one? I wish I had known then what I know now.
I could incorporate that. I've got a lot of jokes, and maybe that'll be in my animated series. Some of that will come out. So we'll see.
Beautiful. Susie, if people want to know where to find you and how to get in touch with you, tell me, drop your digits here.
I would say the best way is to just find me on social media or go to my website, susiemoon.net. I feel like I'm everywhere, and people will even say that. I see you everywhere. I see your videos, you know. So just reach out. I'm happy to chat if you want to talk at all or share some jokes. I love humor. So
beautiful. And your website is very thorough in regards to different ways to work with you. We didn't even talk about the fact that you're a master lead generator for coaches, and that you've got a process that really helps people put funnels together. And
yeah. And we're actually kind of focusing more on sales support going in the new year. So we're really kind of pivoting, have a beverage, pivot, cheers. But we really want to focus on the sales process. We want people to be able to track what they're doing, make sure that they're following up with the leads that they have and nurturing those people and making sure they're loving up on them. Because as you always teach us, you have to build those relationships. So I've learned so much from you, Susan, over the years. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, Susie Moon. Right back at you, girlfriend. All right. Thank you. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your time with us. We're going to shut the mics off. We've got an audience waiting to talk to Susie Moon. So if you are someone who would enjoy coming to a live podcast recording and having some one-on-one time, well, group time with our guest expert, please join the She Boss Cafe, where you not only have access to tons of experts like Susie, it's a great community. There's a lot of special events that we run, and there's a lot of resources for you. And like Susie, we just like to have fun in the cafe. So come join us at She Boss Cafe. Until then, take care. Thank you again, Susie. It was a pleasure having you here. And everybody, have a great day.
Thank you, Susan.
Did you know that 8 out of 10 businesses fail within the first 18 months of existence? I personally believe that we can improve that statistic, one business at a time. At She Boss Cafe, you will find the support and connections you need to take the mystery out of that big black hole we call sales and marketing. Whether it's creating your playbook, being supported by the community experts, or even joining a mastermind group that fits you perfectly, you can find it all at the cafe. Come join us. Information is available in the show notes, and we hope to see you there soon. Have a wonderful day.